What is going on, Panthers Nation? Carolina Dad here, back again. Why wouldn't I be back? Here to talk about Panthers football. But here we go, folks. Diving right in. So earlier today, I went out on X and I asked you guys, y'all, I said, hey, I'm going to be recording a new episode at some point. Turns out it's going to be today. What do you want me to talk about? So I gave everyone four topics. They were the remaining free agent targets, the new look offense and defense, free agency player breakdowns, and mock draft 4.0. Remaining free agents got the most votes at 40%. New look offense and defense, 31%. Free agency player breakdowns, last. Nobody cares about that, I guess. It's 6.8. Mock draft 20%. 44 total votes, so appreciate y'all giving your votes for those that did. Let's talk about it. So I am going to talk about remaining free agents and the new look offense and defense, because those two things will feed into mock draft 4.0, which I'll be doing sometime over the next week or so. And y'all know me, right? You know how I do this thing. I went out. I've already got my spreadsheet. It's a lot of work to do this stuff, but then once you do it, it's so easy to keep up with, because now I'm like, oh, I'll just pull up my spreadsheet, make my modifications, and I can keep track of everything that's happening. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now. So let's take a look at the offense. Updated offense. No changes at quarterback position. Who would have thought? Bryce Young, Andy Dalton. Still wonder about Andy. Say he's likely going to be here. I don't see why you would cut him at this point. So I think Andy comes back. Running back, Chuba Hubbard, Miles Sanders. Raheem Blackshear was tendered a contract because he was an exclusive rights free agent. So you have Raheem. There's your three running backs. Would still anticipate one if there was just someone really good running back in the draft. You pick him up and it's later. Or you're going to have some undrafted guys that are coming in to compete as well. Tight end room, Tommy Trimble. No addition so far, just subtractions. Trimble, Sullivan, and Ian Thomas. Ian Thomas still hanging on by third. Good for you, man. Wide receivers, Deontay Johnson, who I think will be the X, at least today. Adam Thielen, slot. Mingo, Z. Those are kind of the three that I have on paper. As it is, you know, like I said, as it is today, knowing, believing that we're going to also draft and someone will fit into that mix. Depending on who you draft, you get a Worthy, that's a slot. Get a Leggett, that's more of a Z, right? But today, this is what we got. And then Terrace Marshall Jr. still on the roster. No idea what's going to happen to him. Mike Strachan and Amir Smith-Marset, who is also signed. So new acquisition there. He is a slot, gadget, punt returner, skill position player. And so, yeah, glad to have him back on the roster. I know I've talked about him. Offensive line. Icky still holding it down. Left guard, Robert Hunt. Brady Christensen backing him up, at least for now. And then Chandler Zavala, which I know Zavala's left, right, primarily played left. But center, Austin Corbett, at least right now. I have that as a position to need. Right guard, Damian Lewis. Nash Jensen. Again, you kind of just throw these names around, and I don't know if Austin's going to stick around at center, but hey, we'll see. Right tackle, Taylor Moten, and Ricky Lee is your other backups on the offensive line. If you add that up, we have 23 players total. 23 players on the offensive side of the ball. I'll go over defense in just a second. I believe defense had 24. You throw on your three special teams, and that leaves us with 50 players on what I like to call my imaginary roster, imaginary 53-man roster heading into the draft. That's before the draft. We know we're going to draft, at least everything stays the same, 7 players, which would put us at 60, and then you sign 30 undrafted guys and or veterans that will be coming in to compete for a spot. The only reason I bring this up is as we keep signing player after player after player, which is a good thing. we're going to have some of these guys on the back end of the roster that may not be here or may be on a practice squad. And really, like, I start looking at the wide receiver room. Is that Terrace Marshall? Is it Strachan? Look at the offensive line, Zavala, Jensen, Ricky Lee. Things that I've already said, but they become much more realer as we bring on more and more and more through this process. Moving down to the defensive side of the ball, defensive line, and again, I didn't really do this in the same like order, just kind of doing all defensive line, but Brown, Tuttle, Thurman, Ray, Robinson, the new addition, outside linebacker, DJ Wanham, Barnu, Chasen, I believe that's how you pronounce that, right? We'll get confirmation. He's not officially been confirmed. He was a former first-round pick from Jacksonville. I say not officially confirmed. Everyone's reported it, but he's not on the Panthers website. You have to sign your contract by 4 p.m. on the business day in order to show up on the list. So there you go. Then Johnson, Leota, Dillon. Lots of outside linebackers, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 inside linebackers. Shaq Thompson, Jewel, who we just signed, Wooten, and Chehalis, still a need there. Cornerback, it's funny, I was writing my notes and I put Jackson, and I was like, I'll just put D Jackson. So I can't even do that, I gotta spell it out. But of course, J.C. Horn, Dane Jackson, cornerback, Troy Hill, who's also brought back, Jameson, and Boodle, DiCaprio Boodle. Safety, Jeremy Woods. Look at me just merging all these players' names. Jeremy Chin is not here, and it's not Jeremy Woods. Xavier Woods, Fuller, who was just announced today, Jordan Fuller from the Rams, Robinson, got it right now, and Alex Cook. So again, 24 players on the defensive side of the ball, 3 on special teams. That puts us at 50 with more news to come on some additions that will likely come through. Now, if you draft the 7 guys or so, you would anticipate that at least, you know, 5 or 6 of those guys would make the roster, you know, just based on the nature of things. So it does really put us in a, quite not us, but the team in a position. Glad it's not my job to make a decision on who's going to be cut. But you know what? When we get to that time, you know that I'm going to be one of the ones that we'll do a roster breakdown for you, like always. And I'll predict the cuts. And it won't mean anything, but it'll be fun. All right. Y'all wanted to know, you said, can we talk about potential free agents? So we talked about the state of the roster, this new updated roster. When I look at the defensive side of the ball, I guess to give you my opinion, it's hard to look at Luvu, Etor Gross Matos, and Burns, and the production that we lost, because we lost quite a bit of production, sack total there. But I like what we have done with Wanham, Chasen, and still looking to bring on more depth at that position. I think we'll also look at the draft. I still look at inside linebacker as a weakness, only because Shaq is coming off a pretty significant injury. Cornerback, I'd still like a little more depth. I don't know that Dane Jackson is like a true number one. And Fuller is actually really good safety, but I still, you know, it's like apples to apples, apples to oranges, like trying to compare what we had versus what we got. I feel like we made some good, and then Robinson, I didn't even talk about Robinson, but I feel like the team is showing an effort to make some good plays. Now, are we overpaying for some of these players? I'm sure. We call it, everyone's calling it the 2-15 tax. That just means that the team was so bad, you've got to pay players a little bit more than you want to have them come here. And that's kind of where we are. Offense, yes, better on paper already. Already an upgrade there with the interior offensive line. You still need a center. And then the wide receiver room. At least wide receiver one, having a true separation wide receiver already elevates this team, in my opinion. Now let's go back. You said, hey, I want to hear about some potential free agents. Now the free agent pool is like almost done. You know, it's like you come down the stairs on Christmas or you go into the living room on Christmas and look at all the presents. You open up all the big stuff and you look around and you're like, oh, that was it. It's kind of what happens, right? You've opened everything up and now you're like, oh, wait, do I have a small present over here? Because that's kind of what it kind of state of this free agency where it is right now. So all the major signings have kind of happened. Now you got a lot of veterans, some younger guys, some unproven guys that are still available. Teams are still, you know, trying to get these guys in. You look at Jadeveon Clowney. When we talk about the outside linebacker edge position, I'd still love to have him. I know he's going on another visit. Not here, but looking at other teams. He actually has waited quite, you know, someone else, I don't know who posted this, might have been Mike Kay. He's waited pretty long time for most of his decisions over the last few years of free agency, trying to decide, hey, do I sign now, later? We've seen him sign in like May, seen him sign in August. And good for him because he gets to kind of skip out on stuff when you're older or older as an NFL player. Like, it's fun. It's probably a good thing to miss out on that. We'll keep monitoring him. I'd love to have him. I still think he'd be a great piece, veteran piece to pair with Wonnum. And Chase Young. I don't know what the odds are to land Chase Young now that we brought in Chase and we have Wonnum. And I already know about the players here and or if Clowney decides to come. I don't know if we could pay him what he would want to be paid. But I'm still for it, man. If we landed Young, Clowney, and Wonnum, like all three of those guys, let's do it. But I think the trend that we're seeing is a move to younger players across the board. Like with seem like moving away, yes, we are bringing on some veterans, but primarily looking for younger talent on the offense and the defensive side of the ball and being able to build around that. Now, I went out looking at available players. So one of the positions that I had flagged on here was center, because I know we need a center, but there really weren't many names. It's funny, like Bradley Bozeman, of course, is on here. There weren't a lot of names that just jumped out to me of like, yeah, this would be a great pickup for the Panthers. So let's still look for us to address that, excuse me, in the draft. And then it would be something to look at in the draft, whether it's 33 or 39, or we go with edge again. I have quite a few mock drafts to put together and decide on that. So nothing that made me say, oh yeah, we should go after this person. Tight end position is very similar when you look at who's available for the entire tight end group. And I'll pull it up and tell you here one second. Because I went through the list and was like, yeah, there's not really any folks on here. Logan Thomas, CJ Uzoma, Hayden Hurst. The one name that stuck out, Robert Tonyan. And if you remember, he had a lot of success. He played with Chicago, but had a lot of success with Green Bay there for like 2 or 3 years. No, he didn't. Hasn't been great. But he's a name. Like, if we decided that we want to get another tight end, you may look at him. But I would prefer the draft. As we've seen like last year, the tight end, if you can scout well and understand the tight end landscape, like you just look back at the Kincaids, the Laportas, guys that have hit like that. And I think that's what we're trying to do. If we can find someone, now it is a little bit harder because we're probably going to have to, you know, take them later. And it's not going to be this Brock Bowers over the top pick that everyone knows should be like a big standout tight end. That's still like our odds there. Not a lot shaking out for me. The wide receiver room, although crowded, wide receiver is still a position to watch. And even as we sit here today, I saw Mike Kay post that Mike Williams is going to be making a visit with the Carolina Panthers, and I'm for it. I am all for Dave Canales, Dan Morgan bringing in as much talent as possible. We saw last year, hey, we got too much talent here, 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 or I said that. We saw how that played out too. Didn't play out too well for us, winning two games. So bring it in. Make it tough on every position that's here. I mean, it's hard to say quarterback just with where things are, but I look at a Mike Williams, still available, again, coming for a visit. And then other guys on here, not directly linked to us, but you still have Hunter Renfrow available, Allen Robinson, Odell Beckham Jr., don't want him. That's all he wanted to go to Kansas City. Michael Gallup, Tyler Boyd, Michael Thomas. He's another one. These are older guys, but like, do you get him for a year? I think we've kind of seen this path, and I don't know that's the way to go. Marquez, Valdez, Scantling, Boyd, DJ Chark, Jamal Agnew, Paris Campbell, Mecole Hardman, Braxton Berrios. There's quite a few names that, and these guys will get picked up, but I don't know that the Panthers, like outside of the, you know, Mike Williams, and they may still look around at a Renfrow or something like that. Running back, again, I didn't really fill a need there. Fullback, offensive line, as many people would love for us to bring in competition on the outside, or, you know, for Iggy, I don't think that's going to happen. Not at all. I've talked through the edge, defensive line. Again, I don't really have anyone on my radar, at least at the moment. And cornerback, I mean, let's see who's available. Do you have Xavier Howard, J.C. Jackson, although those guys up in age haven't played, you know, been so well. Stephon Gilmore, who's a little bit older. Micah Hyde, Michael Davis, Patrick Peterson, C.J. Henderson, still a free agent. I don't think he's going to be brought back. There's a few names, but I think with what we've done and probably looking into the draft, that'll probably be the path forward for us. And, you know, we just acquired a safety, so hard to imagine us pulling another safety, but never know with Ejiro really going out here and looking for his guys. Who knows? And the safety market is insane. You'd love to see a Justin Simmons here, but he is 30 years old. I don't know if that's the holdup. You also got Jamal Adams still available. So, all right, folks, I think that's all I got for today. That's all I got. So I will be back with one, anything and everything that happens for the Carolina Panthers and your mock draft 4.0, and probably just another episode. Until then, y'all have a great one. This is Carolina Dad.